Real Moms of Bravo. Real Moms of Bravo. Real Moms of Bravo.
Real Moms of Bravo.
We are back after a little spring break, but the drama and Bravo TV does not take a break. Let's dive in to Summer House. I loved this theme of camping. It was so, I mean, okay, I should say I loved watching it. I don't know if I would have been a full-on participant. I would have for sure slept in a bed.
Oh, 100%.
And before the rain started.
Yeah, I would. If I had the option of sleeping outside or a bed, the bed wins every single time. There's no, I would have zero desire, but I thought it was such a fun theme, though. I'm a glamper, but I thought it was a fun theme. Shout out to Danielle.
Yeah.
I think she always has like some fun ideas and differences and themes, but the game was fun. I like the challenges. Of course, Jesse and Sierra were in last. I would be in last place. I don't know how to put a tent together, but that made me laugh. Yeah. That made me laugh.
So you had a comment. You feel like, you know, Luke is probably a little sad somewhere that he's not, you know, out there with his guitar.
Oh my! I posted about this and I giggled so much. I want to give this person full credit for their comment. So I'm going to give a shout out to Mousy PPP. She says he would have been up at 4 a.m. and built them an entire cabin with his bare hands. And it's true. Luke would have been out there. He would have brought maple syrup. He would have had like his Luke's maple syrup out there. He would have sang a cringy song by the fire.
Yeah.
But, you know, at the same time, I didn't miss him, but it felt like it was such his thing.
He would have loved
that
it.
That it was just like funny. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I don't miss it, but yes, I don't miss him, but I agree. I think he would have loved it. Sierra and West are just the cutest. When they were dared to make out or kiss, they full on made out. They were like snuggling together in their tent. Like, this is just like so pure and innocent.
I feel like it's been a minute since we've seen two people on Bravo truly like genuinely like each other and have such good chemistry. And it's not someone, it's not giving like Bachelor Nation, Bachelor Nation, where, you know, you were coming in for your FabFitFun sponsorship and you're on there and you're really working it hard to like flirt with the Bachelor or whatever. But I just think it seems really genuine and they seem really comfortable with each other. And I think the Sierra we've seen, obviously she's very guarded. She talks about that. She really keeps her walls up. So seeing her relax and he's laying on her legs and she's like, you talk too much. And
I know.
He's like, what? And it's cute.
And it was cute when he was like, hey, do you want to go like, I forgot what he said, but he's like, well, I don't want to just directly
get
ask
ready.
Me.
Hey, like,
yeah. Yeah.
Or hang out, or I don't know.
I didn't want to directly ask you to hang out with me. And she's like, I'm not going to decode your phrases. And he's like, okay, will you come hang out with me? And then she did. It's just, they're cute. They're very cute.
They're very cute. And as to a lot of you guys are like, what's the deal? What's the deal? We don't know. I don't know.
I don't think they fully know. Like, they're not in a committed relationship, obviously. But I mean, I think the feelings are still there. I'm sure if they were like, if something happened, we don't know, but if like something happened and they're like not fully like, you know, together right now, I wonder if watching this back, I feel like if I were Wes or Sierra, like watching it, I'd be like, oh my God, but I do really like that she did this or he did that. Like this could help, you know, maybe solidify them making that step. I also feel like it would be really hard to have like the early parts of your relationship filmed and then be like, have to be like, okay, we have to figure this out before a reunion, because this isn't like Paige and Craig where they've already had like a lot of relationships on TV. This is Wes like first time on the show. Sierra's really only other relationship we've seen is Austin that crashed and burned. And I mean, it was like right now, you know, it's March 22nd, a year ago today, they hadn't even met each other yet. So it's just like, you know, it's like, this is still very new. And I'm sure it'd be like hard to then come forward and be like, we're a couple, but like,
yeah, to define it. I feel like it's complicated given all the things that we've mentioned, you know, first timer, reality TV, the fandom, obviously, like we are all like loving them and the pressure that could come with that as well. But all that aside, I'm still here for it, hoping for it. My DeLulu ass wants them to run off in the sunset, but we will wait and see. I'm sure we'll find out soon enough. Someone, you know, let's talk more about the camping before we go into Lindsay and what's happening with her.
Okay, wait, where do you think Jesse Solomon went? A car picked him up at like 1 because he goes outside and he's like, hey. And then we see him entering back the house at like 3 something.
Yeah, he went to meet up with that girl, that Hinge date.
Oh, is that okay? Maybe I missed
that. It was okay. That date when he was talking with Raya, not Hinge.
Yeah.
Raya. He's like, she was like, oh, do I like her? I'm going to hang out with her tonight. And
okay. Yeah,
that's where he went.
They met up with her. Okay. You met up with someone at 1 in the morning?
Yeah.
And
we know what that was for. That was for.
That was not a date.
That was a booty call. But what's your take on Jesse? Do you like him as we're a couple episodes in?
I think he's great for the show. I don't know, but I'm not like, oh, I hope so-and-so. Like, I'm not like shipping him with someone on the cast necessarily because he's not like that type of like personality. But I think he's good for the show. I think he's a good dynamic. I think it sounds so weird saying this because I feel like on every other show, it's like, we need strong females. And so like on Summer House, I'm like, oh, finally some strong males. Like, but I think he's good for the show. What are your thoughts?
I like him. I think he's fun. He's a light. I think he's like just a no bullshitter person.
We see
that a little bit with his conversations with Carl. Like, he's just kind of like no bullshit, but wants to get along with everyone. I enjoy that type of energy. He's not giving the male types that we've seen on Bravo have leaned so much more into the Jax Sandoval, like, I'm the number one guy in the group energy. And they just seem like cool bros. Like, him and Wes seem like a good time. I'm all for, there's a lot of tropes on Bravo, but the one trope I do love is men getting their nails done because
it is cute.
It's cute, you know, and I'm into that. Let's talk about some of the other couplings, Paige and Craig.
Yeah. So I don't know what it costs to live in Charleston, but I imagine it's not like dirt cheap, you know, like I'm sure, like, I don't think Craig's living in like a, you know, a house, like his house looks very nice. I doubt it was like a $500,000 house. Like, I'm thinking he's living in like a $1 million home. I don't know. I mean, I think $8,500 is a lot in rent, but knowing that Lindsay and Carl were spending $10,000 a month for theirs, I guess I'm just kind of like, oh, I guess this fits for New York, you know? But Craig couldn't get past it. He was like, what?
No, I think it's sticker shock to me. I mean, because you and I, we live in the Midwest, and that type of place would be like the penthouse suite, like a giant bomb ass type place here of these parts. But it is New York City, and I'm sure she has a doorman and like amenities that kind of come with that price.
Well, I think she's in like Manhattan, so like she's in kind of like, you know, a desirable area. I don't know.
It's just interesting, but you know, she's.
What
she's
do you working. Think of? Her not wanting it to, like, it's going to remain her apartment. It seems like Craig kind of wanted it to maybe be a little bit of like both of theirs. So it felt like when he came to New York, like, I mean, I think she's looking at it as like, this is for him too. That's why she's asking his opinion. But I think he wants to be a little bit more involved in it.
I'm with Paige 110%. And clearly she kind of foresaw this while they were talking in the kitchen. And she's like, what am I going to do? Like, we break up and I'm going to have to you're going to still write me a check for the apartment, which is literally what's happening with Lindsay and Carl right now.
Right. Yeah.
I think until there's an actual ring, keep things clean. What's hers is hers. What's his is his. Like,
I agree.
I think just keep it. That makes it less complicated, in my opinion.
100. And she's able to pay $9,000 a month. I think that's the thing too. So I get it. Also, I mean, this could be through conversations that they've had, but Craig, when he was in Kansas City, when asked about he and Paige, he said that Paige always wants to be financially independent so that, like, if something were to happen and she wants to just leave in the middle of the night, finances aren't going to be the thing holding her back. And I think, like, we've seen with a lot of housewives, and I think, you know, several of us grew up at a time, if you're in your, like, mid to late 30s, where it wasn't as common for women to be in the workforce, but then the divorce rates spike up to 50%. And we've seen, whether it's our own mothers or we've seen our friends' moms struggle to find it, like try to get a job in their mid 40s when they're getting divorced. And all of a sudden now they have to figure out, like, I've been taking care of kids for 15 years and now I have to figure out how to get a job. And like, I think all of us saw that and we're like, oh, like we're going to protect ourselves. And whether you're a stay-at-home mom or not, you're thinking of like, I'm going to make sure I'm taken care of. And so I think good for Paige.
Good for Paige. Paige is very much the modern woman. Yeah. I'm, you know, it's funny because I think on paper, you probably wouldn't put Paige and Craig together because it seems like Craig would want someone. I don't want to say he would want
cooking,
someone
that, making cookies.
Yeah, like and, just yeah. isn't thinking that way.
I think Craig kind of wants to be that though. Like, I think this is could work out well because I think Craig could get Sewing Down South to a point where it's pretty much a well-oiled machine and that he makes his little appearances, but he could be the one home with the kids doing the crafts, making the cookies.
The gardening that he's doing.
Yeah, the gardening. And Paige is going to be in bed posting pictures with links. No, that sounds really bad. I don't mean, but I think Paige, I wouldn't be surprised if Paige is more career focused and maybe Craig is becomes a little bit more child focused once they have kids.
Stability differences. Yes. But yeah. I'm just still here for it. I also, their conversations just crack me up. Like the whole witch thing. And he's like, what? And he's like, I wouldn't break up with you. She's like, I would. And it's just like, she's, you know, clearly given it some thought. I also, okay, so we got to talk about the Lindsay of it all. Oh, Lindsay. So Lindsay's been in the wrong.
But yet Carl keeps apologizing. I think Carl's hoping if I say I'm sorry for my communication that eventually he'll get an apology from Lindsay, and she's not giving it.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Like, when I say I'm sorry about something and moving on from an argument, like, I'm thinking of my own relationship. I genuinely mean it, and we're moving on. So him saying I'm sorry, but he's probably not over that, like, that's only going to complicate things. But also, Lindsay, you got to take off whatever blinders you have on, whatever smoking gun you thought him smoking weed, and as if we as a public are going to really care.
I mean, how many people are California sober? Like, I don't think like all of a sudden if she was like, well, I just want to let you know that he was doing gummies, you know, leading up to this, people would be like, okay, like that doesn't mean all of a sudden now he, I think saying, are you on something and are you high? To me, it's two different things. And maybe it's because of the kind of acceptance of like what marijuana is legal in a lot of states. So maybe that's what I'm like, to me, are you on something? I'm thinking Adderall that you're not prescribed. I don't know. I'm thinking more of like abusing things.
It's we're reading, but yes, absolutely. And also how disrespectful to your partner to say something like that. So we obviously don't condone anything. You know, Lindsay's narrative has been how she's been blindsided and the whole wedding. And obviously that's shitty. The way that went down. I think you can dislike Lindsay. You guys know what I'm going to do to your truths. You can dislike Lindsay, but also know that was a shit thing to do. But so I'm basically team glad they're not together is my stance.
I agree. This only emphasizes that these two really should not be getting married.
Also, Lindsay is not like a Southern woman.
So this is okay. I have family in Florida and this is a point of contention. I don't know what it is. There's something to me, and I agree. There's something about Florida that when I think of like a Southern woman, I think of like, and I know Florida is as South as you can go. I think deep South, like, or I would consider the South, Tennessee, Alabama, Georgia, Mississippi, the Carolinas are in there, Texas, but that's like a different type of South. Like, I don't know. I just to me like, Sierra, growing up in Atlanta, Georgia, you're from the South. I don't know what part of Florida Lindsay's from, but I feel like she's from.
She's not like Floribama. Like,
yeah, like she's that, more the Southern. Handle. Yeah,
like,
she's I not.
Don't, she's probably.
It's a different influence. Yeah. But anyway, I agree. Like, to me, when Sierra's talking about Southern food, I think about the food that I eat when I go to places like Nashville, Memphis, when you go visit like any SEC school minus Mizzou, guys. I know we're not the South. But like, and I guess you could, I mean, I guess Florida's in the SEC. I don't know. When I go to Florida, I'm not like, oh, I'm eating Southern food. I don't know. I just don't think that. But like when I'm in Charleston, I know I'm eating like Southern comfort food.
Yes. Floridians, please don't come out.
But you guys have your own thing that like, to me, like key lime pie isn't the same as like a Southern pie. Like it's a different, like, I don't know.
I'm thinking like all fried foods and like comfort foods. So, like and I think with it.
Yeah.
But anyway.
But maybe that is the case in Florida and we just don't know because like when we go to visit, we're just not, I don't know. Maybe we're wrong and we could be wrong and we can accept that. And if we are wrong, we apologize. Let's go to VPR. Ooh, this is like First of all, I'm just going to say it. I was wrong. And we're going to talk about the Valley when we do our headlines. But I actually think the Valley might be more entertaining than VPR right now. I'm not loving what we're seeing with VPR. I feel like, I don't know, I'm feeling like we're forcing people to try to be friends that don't really want to be friends. I don't think Lala really wants to be friends with Katie. And I don't think she wants to be friends with Ariana. I just think she's doing it because like Ariana's like the head bitch in charge right now.
Yeah, I will say this episode specifically picked up for me to where I did enjoy it. And I think some of it is just the complexities of all of this. This is this VPR one. You have a cast, some members who've been in since inception.
Correct.
You have the media attention that's surrounding Scandoval. You have the awareness of people being on reality TV, knowing they're an ensemble cast and they're coworkers and knowing they need to show up to make good TV. So there's all of this kind of coming into play. And I think as Bravo viewers, we're seeing something unique in the sense of people who are a bit aware they're making a TV show a little self-producing a little bit to an extent. And also to your point, may not have any friendships. Like I do think with Lala and Ariana, the rumors, like Lala's basically confirmed that the reunion, she has a falling out with Ariana, which watching it.
But they were leading up to that. Like, I think even in the past seasons, I think she came to Ariana's side, which I think anybody would in the, like, given that environment and what happened. Like, I don't think anyone's gonna be like, well, we're not really friends anymore. So I'm not gonna I'm not gonna support you after like the horrible thing that happened. But I guess like just I guess I just don't think they're a genuine friendship there anymore.
Yeah, they all have genuine connections, but friendship, yeah, that's a gray area for sure. I do think Lala's come a long way, and I think Andy called her the voice of reason and of this season. And yes, I do agree with a lot of the things Lala has said, and she's obviously gone through some shit. We know that. However, I do think she has a tendency of projecting her feelings onto other people. And sometimes Ariana's going to feel the way she feels because that's how she feels. You know, it's like it doesn't get much deeper than that. And sometimes I think she projects. And I do think Katie, of anybody, is a ride or die girl.
Yeah, she's not going to put up with it. I loved Katie during the astrology thing when Lala was like, oh, I'll show you or something. She's like, ooh, dude. Like, you know, she's like, say it with your chest. Come on. Like, get it out there. Like, I kind of appreciate Katie being like, Lala, you like to make these like threats with speech, but you really don't do it. Like, you're not going to do it. You know, you're not going to like end up doing the things you say you're going to do. I'm enjoying this, Katie. But I was really surprised that when the two sat down that Katie was very calm and was like, I don't like the way I talk with you. And like, it seemed like they were good. I think Katie's kind of in the space of like, I'm only going to let people into my life. Like, I'm only going to let myself be affected if it's people that I care about. And I think it seemed the same with like Sandoval. She was quick to be like, ugh, no. And that was the end of it when she ran in with him. And I think she's trying to figure that out with Lala. Like, are you somebody that I'm going to let into my life? Or am I just going to quickly be like, we're good, we're fine, because I don't really want to talk about this.
I think Sheena, like Lala and Sheena's friendship is probably why Katie and Lala aren't as close. And just seeing the evolution and yes, they have successful podcasts and the things that they've said. And, you know, Katie is business partners with Ariana and she's been very loyal to her and they have the commonality of the Toms and they probably, you know, trauma bonded over that to some extent. So it's just very layered when it comes to friendships. One thing I did not expect. So Sandoval has this cringy singles party. And Schwartz immediately was like, this is fucking weird and I'm leaving. And I just died at that. But also,
good for him.
Shout out to the girls who looked at Sandoval like he was crazy and didn't know where they were in the pool as he's talking to them.
And he's like, I crumble up chips. Like, I have her locked up and I crumble up chips. And they're like, what the fuck? Also, okay, Bravo. This isn't our first merry-go-round. We invite these girls to the pool party. Did they not agree to be mic'd? Because, like, you couldn't hear. Like, it was so weird that you couldn't hear them half the time.
No, they're just like literally looking at them and glaring. And don't worry, guys, that's added to the reaction folder. I got a picture of those two that will be utilized when necessary. It's a good one. Also, the Burning Man conversation, it was just horrible. And poor Anne having to clean up this man's mess the next day. Shout out to Anne.
Poor Anne in general, but that especially. Okay, what did you think of Sheena and Ariana's Dancing with the Stars conversation?
Sheena, listen, just say you're jealous. I just think that's what it comes down to. You were jealous and it's okay. And the whole like dancing, like she took dancing lessons.
I know,
and,
if I was Ariana, I'd be like, what the fuck?
Oh, yeah, exactly. I would be like, what the fuck? Exactly.
Like, you're a little too eager to get.
Yeah. And yeah. Listen, like, we have to remember it's Hollywood. They're all like,
yeah.
I'm sure there's competitive, like.
Well, I'm sure it's, you think about the monetary upside to being on it as well. Like, I think that is a big thing too.
And the exposure of like,
yes,
being more than just a VPR person, reality star, whatnot. So, yeah, I thought it was cringe. I thought it was really cringy of Sheena. It was cringy. Do you think that Ariana needed to tell her? Like, do you think that was valid, or what's your perception on that?
I mean, I'm sure she had an NDA. Like, I think it's one of those things. It was like, I think maybe if I were Lala, I don't know. Also, like, did she know that it meant that much to Sheena? Like, I think she knew she wanted it, but like, I don't think she knew she went out and hired a dancing like coach. I think the way Ariana handled it was like perfectly. I mean, I think the only thing she could have said is after it was announced, could have texted her like, "Hey, I wanted to tell you before, but I couldn't. I was part of an NDA. This is a big deal. I know you really wanted this too. I hope you can understand why I'm doing it, and I hope this opens the door for more people from our cast to be selected." And just leave it at that. Like, I thought she handled it fine. I agree though. I felt like Sheena just wouldn't get to the point of like why she was mad, and then. When Ariana was like, "Well, you talked to Lala about it. You talked to like the least, like, you know, you went to other people, but you didn't go to me." I was kind of like, "Oh, that's a valid point." Like,
you're just straight up jealous. Like,
yeah,
I know that would be, I could imagine, like, even for me in a friendship situation, it's kind of hard. It would be hard to say those words.
Yeah.
Because I think jealousy tends to have a negative connotation.
Right.
But. Like, it's legit the feeling you were having. And that to me is more truthful than. Or,
I'm happy for you. I'm disappointed that I haven't gotten this opportunity.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's fine conversations to say that.
We're going to have with our kids. Like, it's real life. Not everyone gets everything. So that is that. Joe, what a strange woman. Can we stop making Joe, try to make Joe happen?
I'm so confused why we're trying to make Joe happen. And it seems like Tom maybe picked up on like, oh, she cray. And he like is not claiming they're dating at all, which it's like, then why is she coming around so much? Why are they like,
bad for her. Truthfully.
I know. She was like, you said you'd be ready to marry again in like set like 2 to 5 years. And he was like, oh, maybe more. And like, she looked heartbroken by that. I'm like, oh no, are you just like hanging on for him?
It's honestly, it's sad. It's given sadness. It's, you know, Joe is clinging on to a little ounce of hope that Shorty is going to be hers. He used her, moved her out of his house, but still sleeps with her. I think it's weird he calls her Joseph. I just don't like any of it. But Joe, love yourself, girl. Not the end all be all. Love yourself, please.
And I do appreciate her effort in trying. Like, I thought it was nice that she like tried to connect with Allie by doing the astrology reading. It seemed like she actually like has an interest in astrology too. So I don't think she was like faking it. And sweet Allie. Like, I love that Allie like went and did it and was like, you know, I'm just going to like figure her out for myself if it's someone I think I should be talking to or not. So
love Allie.
Just sweet Allie. What a pure soul. Can we for a minute? Okay. We've got so many things I want to talk about. Ariana showing up to the like the hanging out, everyone together at the bar. Yes, loved it. Take back your friends, girl.
Like, I loved it. And Tom's face, and
he was pissed.
He was so pissed. And then Sheena like trying to have a conversation about Tom without Sandoval overhearing them. Like, it was great television. And I go off Ariana. Ariana, I think, thrives off of pissing Tom off, to be honest.
She just watches himself destruct. She doesn't have to do anything. She's like, he's gonna just start like making himself look bad, And I'm just sitting here having fun, sitting off in the corner, not even near him. Hell has frozen over, though, that James and Sheena are the voice of reason. Sheena trying to say to him, like, can you just go apologize to Katie? Can you just, like, realize, like, you know, like all these things, like, no one thinks you're a horrible person, but like, you still have to like take some ownership for what you did. And then even James, like Tom blows up and James was like, come on, man. Like this isn't a good look for you either. I'm like, wow. Like these two, these are our voice of reason. Like this
for the episode.
For the episode. It will change. I'm sure. Especially with, you know, Shishi. But
I mean, Tom. Okay. Also Tom Sandoval, we've got a list of horrible humans he's compared himself to, or not.
Well,
horrible
this is
humans.
The first one he compared himself to that actually was found guilty. Cause he
guilty. Yes. Sorry. Excuse me.
Yeah.
Yes.
So at least we're moving up. But Scott Peterson,
he's compared himself to George Floyd. Which,
first of all, I'm going to say the thing about Scott Peterson that was interesting is he killed his pregnant wife and he got more love letters in jail than any prisoner. Like, I think that in the history of like jail, I don't know, but like he got a ton of them because he was a very good looking man. Tom, I know you didn't murder someone. You're not as attractive as Scott Peterson. I'm just going to call a spade, but also like, why is that the person you're going to bring up?
Is he bringing up all these public figures? I guess that's where I'm struggling. He's saying OJ Simpson, Scott Peterson, like
George, yeah. Like, do you, I don't know. Like, does your mind just go to that? Like, that's weird.
He doesn't have any sort of self-awareness. I think we're Tom, and listen, guys, I know we're like way, I mean, a year, especially watching, year past Sandoval. I don't care for Sandoval. I do think like as a society and their group, I get them trying to move on, but he takes two steps forward and then a million steps back because he always comes back to being the victim versus like, I did this shit. Sorry, guys. Blew up your lives. Ha ha. Like, I don't know.
Honestly, I think like too, like maybe like if he were leaning in a little bit more to the fact that like the way I went about it wasn't right, but I loved and cared for Rachel. And through all of this, I ended up losing the love of my life too. So not only does America hate me, but I lost the woman I love because of all this. I think I might be like, oh shit. Like he really has gone through it. And he's like, I don't know. I think I maybe have a little bit more of like an openness to him, but the fact, just the way he does it. And then like, the crying over, like,
oh my God, that crying was so weird. Tom's Schwartz face was like, what Twilight zone have I entered? Maybe you need to DM like, him and say, hey, you need some PR.
Yeah. I don't know. But I was also like, man, good for Rachel that she, like, at least after going through that reunion, she's like, yeah, probably best that I don't associate myself with Tom Sandoval.
Disassociate herself 100%.
Can we talk about the fact that Sheena just casually dropped that she had an orgy with John Mayer?
Also, Sheena, we get it. You've hooked up with John Mayer.
She's brought this up before. Yeah.
She's talked about him so much. It's funny. So I listened to Radio Andy and someone called in and was like, what are your thoughts about this? And he's like, well, I've heard it from all parties at this point. And he's like, this isn't the first time she's talked about this. It's just, it feels like clout she's holding on to.
Yeah.
Like, Your Body is a Wonderland is a song that was out when I was like in high school.
Also,
like,
isn't it about Jennifer Love Hewitt?
Yeah.
It's not about you, Sheena. It wasn't about you.
Listen, if she was like, if we met her at like at a cruise or whatever, not even a cruise, if we met her at the bar and some tropical vacay and she's a drunk lady telling us her stories, that's great. But we're over it. As a society, we are over it. We get it. You and John Mayer fucked. Cool. Right.
Also, but like, I feel like he banged a lot of women.
Yeah. Possibly, you were one of many.
Yeah. So I did love. Okay. I'm going to say, I've brought this up before. Like, remember how we were watching Real Housewives of Beverly Hills and all of a sudden it just transitioned into Vanderpump and we didn't know what was happening? I kind of love they did that with Valley, the Valley.
I have goosebumps right now. Jack Taylor. Bravo's best villain. He hadn't seen Sandoval. For all we know, he's probably doing his own cheating, but
yeah,
we'll get into that eventually. But he eventually is like, I hate your nail polish. What are you doing? You look like shit. You look better now. Oh, hi. You know, Jax was being Jax, and you don't have to like him, but he makes such great TV. And I was here for that transition. Like, I have goosebumps thinking about it. It was chef's kiss.
Amazing. But before we dive in to Potomac and we will be diving into Valley Village or the Valley in a minute, we want to take a quick little ad break. A real change happens when you're consistent, and achieving the hair of your dreams is no exception. I've been sharing with you guys how I have been using Vegamore and really sticking to my routine. And I will be honest, going into it, I wasn't sure what to expect. I didn't think I was going to see dramatic results. My hair is not only growing longer, healthier, fuller. It feels healthy, like just feels healthier in general. I usually have a very oily scalp, and I found that I'm not actually having to like wash it as frequently, which has been an unexpected perk for me. But I really love the serum. I've been using the Grow serum. I try to use it every other day. The best thing about it, you can use it with dry hair and just like mix it in, give it a little bit of time, and you're good to go. It's not going to leave your scalp like oily and greasy. You can also put it in with damp hair before you start blow drying it. And if you really want to up the results, I've found when I'm really consistent about also using the shampoo and conditioner, I just noticed my hair is fuller, thicker. And as I've been growing it out, it's actually like not getting that stringy feeling on the ends. And you can make sure that you always have your products with you. And by using their monthly subscription, you can sign up and get one or three bottles sent to you monthly. So you'll never run low on the products. And Vegamore sells one bottle of Grow serum every 15 seconds. So this stuff is legit. Elevate your hair wellness routine with Vegamore. For a limited time, get 20% off your first subscription order by going to vegamore.com/realmoms and use code realmoms at checkout. That's vegamore.com/realmoms. Code realmoms to save 20% on your first order. vegamore.com/realmoms, code realmoms.
When it comes to my makeup routine, I keep it light and fresh and minimal, especially when I'm trying to get out the door. So you'll see me with a little bit of concealer, a cream blush. I will clean up my brow with a brow pencil. And last but not least, I need mascara. Thrive Cosmetics Viral Tubing Mascara. You guys know the turquoise tube, which is all over your socials. That's the one I'm using. Their beauty products are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, made with clean, skin-loving ingredients, high-performance and trademarked formulas, and uncompromising standards. It's easy to see why their bestsellers have thousands of five-star reviews. Okay, let me tell you more about this mascara and why I'm really into it. It lasts all day without clumping, smudging, or flaking. Looks like lash extensions without the damaging glue or salon prices. Easy removal, slides right off with warm water and a washcloth. Nourishing ingredients support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. Flake-free tubing formula dramatically lengthens and defines your lashes from root to tip. Thrive Cosmetics is a luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/realmoms. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/realmoms for 20% off your first order.
All right, let's talk Potomac. I love Ashley and I love Giselle. I don't think GNA is going to fly off the shelves. Honestly, I think calling it athleisure is being extremely generous. I don't know quite what I would characterize this as. Streetwear? I don't know. What would you say?
I agree. I think it's horrible. And they have other things that they should be putting their money towards, if we're being honest. No one is looking for either one. And Ashley, we love you, but no one's kind of going to Ashley's page and thinking, what is she wearing?
Yeah, Where'd she get that?
And listen, I do agree with Wendy as they're watching the fashion show that if they lead more into the athleisure, maybe, right? Because we all love leggings and a cute
sports
bra.
Yes, I actually thought that's what it was going to be. Yeah.
But it, you know, I was not into it. I didn't like any of it.
Yeah. It's not anything that I would see myself wearing. And maybe that's just because of the phase I'm in life where I'm either wearing truly athleisure or like casual, I'm going into the office, or I'm like full on going to like present to people and I'm wearing like business professional. But like, I don't know, some of the stuff to me, it's like, I don't know what I would wear some of these outfits too. So, but hey, good for them for trying something new. I'm sure anyone who's ever started something, I mean, ourselves included, I think when we told people we were starting a podcast, like, you know, the eye rolls and then I'm sure the side chats were there. So
I don't jokes think on us if GMA yeah. takes off.
Right. But also like, us. I don't think this first round's going to, you know, it's not a, you know, a home run out of the park, but keep going, ladies. I have faith in them. I just was like, not the best. Also, it was really hard, I think, watching everything Giselle's going through, knowing her dad ultimately ends up passing away. Like, I just thought it was also really sweet that she in her speech kind of talked about how Ashley, like how you have to surround yourself with good people and how Ashley really stood up. And I thought it was nice she acknowledged it, but I also think it's great that Ashley just stepped up and did it without Giselle really having to say anything.
Yeah, I thought that was amazing. And watching back and knowing how close Giselle's father, how close Giselle is to her father, and then now seeing that he has passed and watching it in real time, my heart breaks out for her. And I think Giselle is also someone who's so guarded on camera when it comes to her emotions and feelings of the real stuff. She can throw shade and all things, but when she told production, like, I'm not ready to talk about this, like, it was a little too real for her. My heart kind of broke out to her, but she's got good people around her. I mean, Robin was kind of speaking up for a little bit. It's one of those situations where, like you said, you have true friends and they're taking on that extra stress or trying to take it away from you a little bit so that you don't have to deal with it. But, you know, that was Potomac. We get a to be continued, the finale, a fight breaks out at this fashion show. But I think we all agree this season was not one of the greatest.
We have to talk about one thing, though.
Please.
Ike and NECA going to do IUI. So I have several friends, Vanessa and ourselves, we've been very open about, like, we have not had to go through any reproductive assistance to have our children. We know tons of people who have. I think it's really cool that they were showing it, talking about it, trying to normalize it. I think it's a really good thing. I don't know any of my friends, though, who, like, went into the room to assist their husbands with getting the sperm collection. And the fact that they were still mic'd and, like, you saw, like, production, like, took their headphones off. They were just like, this is not what I want to be hearing right now.
It was amazing television, but also, you know, that was NECA's contribution to the episode.
Yeah, that was about it.
That was about it. But, you know, like we said, this season has ended and we are moving on.
No, it hasn't ended.
Well, next season, sorry.
Yeah, that's what I
mean. It's basically
next episode. Yeah. And I do think, too, I would have liked to have seen Wendy, instead of saying, like, you guys were so hard on me when my mom was having her surgery. I would have, I don't know. I just think, like, that would have been an opportunity for her to be the bigger person and still, like, be there and be kind to Giselle, instead of being like, well, this is what you guys did to me. And I'm not going to give you the same grace back. I don't know.
I thought that was shitty. Be the bigger person. I don't know. I'm a believer in karma. And what is that going to serve you? Why? I mean, you don't have to like her, but you may not like the choices the grace she didn't give you, but show her what you would have wanted back for yourself. Yeah. Like, I don't get that. I'm with you.
I also, like, I think too, like, if you are a female that works in, like, a male dominated industry, I also feel like the worst part about it sometimes can be the women that came before you that don't try to, like, change the behavior and patterns, because they're like, well, it was locker room talk when I was here and I dealt with it. And it's like, okay, well, I'm sorry that you had to go through that. And, like, Wendy, I'm sorry that people weren't as kind and, like, patient with you while your mom was going through the surgery. But, like, just because you went through something hard doesn't mean everyone else should. Like, you could change this so other people don't have to feel this way I don't have to go through it. I don't know. I hate the whole, like, well, this is how I was treated, so I'm going
to
do it too.
Exactly. I mean, and I'm sure she's going to continue to show her ass at the reunion, but she could have easily been like, listen, Giselle, look, you saw the grace I gave you and the flowers or whatever that I sent you while you're going through this. I wish you would have gave that back to me. And that would have been like a showstopper.
Go Wendy. Like, that would have, So, but yeah, I think, you know, we're close to, I feel like, finally wrapping the season up. I'm just looking forward to the reunion. Potomac always delivers. Their looks were amazing. We'll talk about that more. But I'm ready for the reunion. I think the season needs to just wrapping up.
Yeah.
But this is the part of our episode that we like to give a little love back out there. Who is your shout out to this week?
I'm going to give mine to the National Down Syndrome Society. They recently put out an ad that has gone viral in terms of the stereotypes in the Down syndrome community that was very powerful in terms of how society tries to kind of limit some of the things with for people with Down syndrome, whether it be drinking, living on their own, and just different things instead of empowering them and treating them like anybody else. So I just want to give a little extra love. If you are part of that community, we see you. I just think it was very powerful and done in a really,
it was really cool.
Like a breakthrough way. Yeah. Like it wasn't, you know, sometimes some of these PSAs can get a little cheesy. And I just thought this was very powerful.
It was really powerful. Yeah. There was a line too that was says something like your perception becomes my reality.
Yes.
Like, you don't think I can understand Shakespeare. So you don't teach me Shakespeare.
Yeah.
So I don't learn Shakespeare. I was like, wow, like when you think about it that way, I don't know. I think that's something that can be really powerful for anything in life, but especially for people who sometimes feel limited and held back. I want to give my shout out to, this is Abby speaking, I don't live there, but to Kansas City. I think Kansas City is having its moment for several reasons. They had the Kansas City Current, a female soccer team, had their first game in the first ever stadium built only for a women's sporting event. So the KC Current has their own soccer stadium. They sold out their home opener. It was so cool seeing all the girls, boys everywhere, just excited, cheering on the team. I just hope other cities take note and copy it. Then Kansas City finds out that Google is going to invest $1 billion in the community, and they're putting a data center in Kansas City. Wonderful. That's going to help give back to the community. It's going to open up jobs. I think it's really cool. As if it couldn't get any better, then Mattel announces that Barbie Land is going to be coming to Kansas City. And I'm sure a lot of people were scratching their heads like, Kansas City? I actually think putting it just in the Midwest is like such a good idea, because it's going to be easier for more of the masses to get to, whether it's flying or driving. Also, if you put it in Florida, you're competing with like Disney World and all the other attractions they have there. You put it like on the West Coast, and there's so many other things. I mean, you have Disneyland, but you also just have a beach. You have LA, you have all these things. I was like, this is the perfect spot for it. And I think Kansas City has shown that they really support females. It's like a girl power movement going on. And I'm just excited to see it continue. I'm sure.
Look at me with my heart hands. I'm like, yeah.
Your girls, I feel like, I mean, and boys, but I just feel like how fun for them to get to go to Barbie Land.
Oh, it's going to be so cool. So that's that's coming in 2026, I think. But we're definitely having a renaissance here. I'm like, gosh, are we going to become everyone's worried about home prices and everything going up. But that likely will happen with a lot of the attention. So thank you for that.
Just
spokesperson for KC, but thank you.
Like on behalf of Kansas City, thank you.
Well, also, while we're talking about Kansas City, if you are in the Kansas City area, we are doing a Summer House watch party with the Bravo darling himself, Wes Wilson. That is on April 11th at Kelly's in Westport. If you do plan on attending, I would advise getting there early to get a table.
It's going to be crazy.
Knowing how beloved Mr. West is, I may be his security guard. So I advise getting there early and keep it nice. Keep it classy. Keep it nice.
He's the nicest guy. Yeah.
In Kansas City. I'm excited about that.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a ton of fun. I unfortunately can't make it. It's on a Thursday during tax season. My husband's an accountant, and it would be a four-hour drive, which if I didn't have tax season, I'd make that four-hour drive with no issues at all. But I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm jealous I won't be there, and I can say it. I am jealous I won't be there. Sheena, see how that works. All right, you guys, thank you so much for all your love and support. Please keep listening, keep subscribing. But if you haven't done so already, hit 5 stars. If you got 30 seconds, leave a review. It really means so much to us. And hopefully we can continue having awesome people on the podcast. We had Danielle on last week. We've got some fun things in the works. So thank you guys so much. And make it a great day or don't. The choice is yours.